Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs said the personnel in the Fisheries Division are currently being trained to use drones to map and monitor sargassum seaweed. He said more sargassum seaweed is coming into the Caribbean this year than in previous years.
One of the innovative things that I'd like to, you know, flag that the fisheries has been involved in is use of unmanned aerial vehicles, we know them as drones, in sargassum monitoring. So members of the Fisheries Division, we've been taking part in an online training course in using drones to basically map the sargassum that's been coming across. I'm sure that we would have, in the same instance, and, you know, and throughout the Caribbean, seen that this year has been a lot of sargassum in the region. It's actually been a record year for sargassum in that 24 million tons alone of sargassum would have came through in the months of June, moving into July, basically 20% more than what we would have seen in 2018, which was the last time.
Mr. Isaacs said the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries is also partnering with the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, to source equipment which will be used to collect sargassum seaweed.
Another initiative is the Ministry of Agriculture is partnering with the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, and we are sourcing equipment that will be used to collect sargassum, not only from the shores but also in the water. So we're looking at rakes, we're looking at some handheld tractors, and we also will be looking at some boats that we can actually, you know, put in the water to help along our coast to collect the sargassum. And of course, the next step is going to be cracking that code of what to do with the sargassum, turning it into something useful. So this is just a, you know, an example of the initiatives that we've been working on over the summer months.
And Mr. Isaacs is reminding members of the public that the Fisheries Division is continuing to work on a management plan for the sargassum seaweed. He said the division will also be working closer with communities across the country to address this issue.
Summertime, and we've seen the sargassum coming across. This is just to let the general public know that yes, we are still, you know, looking for solutions, not only here in St. Vincent but as a region. We have come to the realization, not only now but, you know, before, that this is something that unfortunately we have to deal with. And we are also working on a plan, a management plan, in which we'll be engaging with, you know, communities, various communities, to help with the collection and using sargassum in the future. So look forward to these new initiatives that will be rolling out. And of course, the Fisheries Division will continue to keep you posted on what it is that we are doing as a division and as a ministry on a whole.
Senior Fisheries Officer Chris Isaacs. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.